You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews about Productivity 360. You know, it is always my pleasure to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world on topics that will relate to your everyday life. And as I always say here, everything in life is better when we are productive. I'm going to say that one more time. Everything in life is better when we are productive. Hey, today I want to talk to you about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that topic is manifest your productivity. Manifest your productivity. Listen, in the day and age that we're in today, sometimes you've got to ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you on track or are you off track? Are you playing a game or are you running the game? Are you an owner? Are you a manager? These are questions that you have to ask yourself, which brings us to the point that we're going to be talking about today. Manifest your productivity. Folks, I've got a question for you. What does productivity mean to you? And what have you done to be productive? You know how they say, what have you done for me lately? Well, I want to know, what have you done to be productive? Have you ever found yourself in a place where you wish that you would have done more? You wish that you had more time? You wish that you had other resources? Well, today is the day for you to decide that you are going to manifest your productivity. Let me start off by saying a few things to you today. People are not looking for you. They are looking for what you are carrying. I'm going to say that again because it was so good to me. I said, people are not looking for you. They are looking for what you are carrying. And what you are carrying is your productivity, your ability to be effective and efficient in whatever industry you may find yourself, whatever relationship you may be in, however you're utilizing your resources. These are the things that I want you to pay attention to and to begin to maximize. Why? Because manifesting your productivity says you're going to have to maximize your efforts, your energy, your talent, your time, your expertise, your experience. Come on, somebody. I sure hope that you are picking up what I am putting down. In life, there are several things that you want to really, really pay attention to. And productivity just happens to be the key to everything. Every time I say that, people say, man, Dr. Vern, I think you may be going a little bit too far. And what I like to tell them is, listen, there's no such thing. Why? Because I know this. No one will put their money on a consistent basis in a banking institution that is not productive with their money. No one is going to go to a restaurant more than once if that chef or that cook in the back is not productive in their culinary experience or their culinary art. No one is going to continue to allow someone to disrespect or mistreat them because of their unproductiveness on a consistent basis. You got one time. And for some, you may have two times, but you know what they say, I'm not going to let you make a fool out of me. So recognize the statement that I started off with, people are not looking for you, folks. You're not that important. They are looking for what you are carrying. Now, let me share another truth with you. You will never become what you could be until you get angry enough with who you are. I believe it was the great Miles Monroe, the late great Miles Monroe who made that statement. And it is so important for each and every one of us to begin to see life through this type of lens. I challenge you to manifest your productivity. Now, the question of the day is, what does it actually look like? What does manifesting your productivity look like? Of course, it's going to be different than your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, your brother, or whomever. This is not a keep up with the Joneses moment. This is an individualized experience that you will have to go through. But remember this, you got to be angry enough with who you are and look forward to who you want to become. You will never become what you could be until you get angry enough with who you are. Now, let's dive into this thing. There are 7 productive habits that changed my life, and eventually I'll end up sharing those with you. But one of the things that changed my life is I began to look at things from a totally different perspective. I begin to ask myself, am I maximizing my time? Am I maximizing my efforts? Am I utilizing all available resources that I have? Watch this, to get better. Some people focus on their weaknesses. I learn to capitalize on my strengths. The better I am at something, the better off I will be. The weaknesses that I have, if I can't grow and mature in those things, then I must delegate those things so that I can remain productive. So many people have it twisted and they're focusing on the wrong thing. You can't be good at everything, but you can be exceptional at a few things. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I hope that you hear what I'm saying and you do something with it. As a matter of fact, right now, I declare over you who are listening through the airwaves today to Productivity 360 on Bashani, I declare and speak productivity into existence of your life. Why? Because it's possible. Why? Because I've seen it happen. Why? Because you're one step away from beginning your journey to manifesting your productivity. Let me give you 10 different things that you can actually do when it comes to manifesting your productivity. First, you have to understand your destiny. Now, many people are gonna be like, oh my goodness, what kind of class am I about to get? I'm not going to give you a class. I'm just going to give you the simple tools, tips, strategies, philosophies, practices, and principles that I used in my life that helped me to be who I am today. Now, you can take it or leave it, but you can't do nothing about the love, sincerity, and generosity that I have for you becoming the most productive you could possibly be. So number one, the first thing is to understand your destiny. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I here to do? How can I maximize what I am doing? And am I benefiting someone else? Am I making a productive impact? Understand your destiny. The second thing that I will share with you is it's imperative for you to have a vision for and of your gift. Have a vision for and of your gift. Many people have gifts, but they don't know what to do with them. Many people have gifts and they're squandering them. Many people have gifts, but they just can't seem to maximize it. So have a vision of your gift. You may be gifted to speak. You may be gifted to motivate. You may be gifted to inspire. You may be gifted to share. You may be gifted to network. You may be gifted to do several different things. But if you don't have a vision for your gift, why you have that gift, and how that gift can be impactful to others, you more than likely will squander the gift. You more than likely will bury the gift. You know, I'm reminded of a great story that I read in a great book, and it was the story of the parables
of something. And I would say one got one, one got two, one got five, right? And you move on and you hear about it and it's like, I gave you this and one person decided to bury it. The other person decided to make it actually multiply. And then the other had the gift and made it multiply even further. The question is, what is your vision? Are you going to maximize your vision or are you going to bury your vision? Are you going to multiply the vision or are you going to exponentially grow the vision? I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down as we talk about manifest your productivity, folks. So number one is to understand your destiny. Number two is to have a vision of and for your gift. Number three is to believe that you have what it takes to fulfill it. It's not enough to have a vision of and for your gift. You have to move past that and believe that you have what it takes to fulfill it. Without that belief, you will do absolutely nothing. You will have a confrontation with the three nations that I always talk about: hesitation, stagnation, and procrastination. If you don't believe in yourself that you have what it takes to fulfill the vision, you will never take steps towards making it happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, many of you are stuck at a step right now. Many of you are saying, you know what? That sounds like me. And it very well may be. Today, I tell you, it is your time. I speak productivity into your existence. And I tell you to believe enough in yourself that you have what it takes to fulfill it. Now, the fourth thing that I will share with you is to live by the laws or principles that protect your actual gift. Live by the laws and principles that protect your actual gift. You know, as I talk and I coach and consult with athletes, one of the things they recognize, depending upon what type of athlete they are, is their mind and their body is a true gifting. And when they see that, they say they have to protect that gift. That's why you'll always see athletes in the gym or doing some form of exercise to do what? To stretch, to strengthen, and to build upon their body, because they recognize that they have to live by laws or principles that protect the gift. I've never seen a sprinter just sit on the couch. I'm going to say that again now. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down now. I said, I've never seen a sprinter simply sit on the couch. A sprinter cannot be a couch potato in principle. A sprinter cannot just eat any and everything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to learn how to protect the gift. Right? I've never seen athletes do things that are completely opposite. Well, let me share it this way. I've never seen athletes who are continually and perpetually successful do things that are opposite or continuously against the principle of protecting their gift. I'm telling you, folks, it is so important for you to live by laws and principles that protect your gift. Number five, have a plan in place to fulfill the gift. Have a plan in place to fulfill the gift. Now listen, if you are gifted to be a writer, then doggone it, you better be writing, right? You better have a pad, you better have a journal, you better have some kind of speech dictation, something going on any and everywhere you go. Why? Because the thought may come to you at any given moment, and you need to have a plan in place to fulfill that gift. If you're a speaker, doggone it, you better be speaking everywhere you go. You better be sharpening your craft. Why? Because it's necessary. You gotta have a plan in place to fulfill the gift. If you are a singer, then you better be busting those vocal cords to get better at your craft. You should be doing things that help you to fulfill the gift, whether it's having a vocal coach, whether it's listening to other singers in the dynamic range of their voice or whatever the case may be. If you are a chef or if you are culinarily inclined, if you have the knack for putting together culinary experiences, then guess what you're going to be doing majority of the time? You're going to have a plan in place to fulfill that gift. You may host parties. You may, you know, put on different little things that showcase your experience, your talent, and your gift. Come on, folks. What I'm saying to you is there's absolutely nothing that you would not do to put a plan in place to continue to sharpen your gift and fulfill the gift. Now, that's just the first five, folks. I could stop right there and say, I'll see you next week, but I'm going to give you the next five. Number six is to have the right people around you. Have the right people around you. Listen, I cannot tell you how important it is to have people who will speak life into you. That's why you heard me say, I speak productivity into your existence. Why? Because I need you to be the best version of you possible. I need you to have peak performance. I need you to set a standard. Why? Because the world needs your best and nothing less. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, folks? Man, I sure hope that you have a clan of people, a posse, if you would. I hope that you have a nation behind you, a tribe that will lift you up and speak life into you and productivity into you. If you don't have that, it's time for you to change your circle. Yes, that's right. Dr. Vern said it. Change your doggone circle if you don't have people around you that are going to speak life into you. The seventh thing, and now we're going to start diving into the four P's that I love to help people with. The seventh thing about manifesting your productivity is persistence. You need persistence, folks. You need persistence. You can't let nothing stop you. You got to be like a dog on a bone. You got to have a lockjaw mentality. You got to be persistent if you're going to manifest your productivity. You can't let anything or anyone or any circumstance hold you back. Why? Because if your destiny is to be productive, if you understand that destiny, if you can see the vision and you believe in that vision, if you're there and you're ready to walk it out, if you will put the practices and the principles and the laws that will protect your gift, if you find yourself having a plan to fulfill it and you have the right people around you, you can't help but not to be persistent, folks. Man, you know I get excited about this stuff, and I hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down. But persistence is the key. If you get knocked down, you better get back up. If it doesn't go the way that you plan, you better look at it again and remember the end state and the end goal, right? Then there's the second P in this equation, and it's perseverance. You've got to be able to persevere. The wind is going to come. The rain is going to come. The fire may come. The flood may come. Whatever it is, life is going to happen to us all. The question is, will you persevere? Will you have perseverance? Will you persist through the mess? Will you do what you set out to do, no matter if there's a base that may try to stop you or a boundary or a hurdle that you may have to overcome? It is possible. And if it's possible, folks, then I have to run towards it. And I hope that you feel the same way too. And then this is the one that I love the most, because to me, it is what I do each and every day. And I recognize that in me doing this, it sets my life in motion. And the third P to this equation is to pray. It's communication with my maker. It's communication and giving me the opportunity to cry out and say, this is what I saw. And I know that you've equipped me to make it happen. I'm looking for instructions. I'm looking for insight. I'm looking for whatever influence you may give me to do this thing and how it's going to be impactful to other people, but I can't do it without you. So therefore, I'll have my constant communication and dialogue with my Creator in the form of prayer. Come on, somebody. I hope that you all are picking up what I am putting down. Why? Simply because it's possible. Every single thing that I've told you thus far, I've lived and I know that it works. There's no debate or discussion when it comes to what I'm speaking on today. And that's the kind of tenacity, folks, that you have to have in every single area of your life. That's the mindset. If you're going to manifest your productivity, if you're going to walk towards your destiny, if you're going to fulfill what you were created to do, well, guess what? You got to have this boldness about you. And then lastly, I would say you got to recognize that you were put here on purpose, for a purpose, and that's what you must pursue and seek, your purpose. When you manifest your productivity, guess what you're doing? You're operating in your purpose, on purpose, by purpose, for purpose. And those are the 10 keys to manifesting your productivity. I hope that it's made sense to you. Remember this, people are not looking for what you are or who you are. They are looking for what you are carrying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you will never become what you could be until you get angry enough with who you are. So today we've covered these 10 topics. I'm speaking productivity into existence over your life. And it starts by you understanding your destiny, getting the vision of and for your gift. Believe that you have what it takes to fulfill it. Live by the laws or principles that protect that gift. Have a plan in place to fulfill that gift. Have the right people around you. And then dive into the four P's: persistence, perseverance, prayer, and purpose. In doing these things, folks, you will manifest your productivity. Again, I want to say thank you for joining me on Productivity 360 today. There's so much going on. I challenge you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, to do what you heard. Do what you heard and watch your life begin to shift. If you haven't already downloaded the Bashani app, make sure you do, because there are some dynamic individuals and show hosts that you can listen to all day long, on demand, all day, every day. And make sure that you do something with it. Take the wisdom, take the knowledge, and implement and apply it, and watch how your life begins to change. Until next time, folks, I'm Dr. Burnett A. Joseph, and you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and live to produce. And as always, be productive or be replaced.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.